You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time jack move. Chili Joe, yo, homie, make the crack move. And I'm back anytime, Dick and Hank. That's the name of the suckers I done gank. I get away from a copper. Drop a dime, I break you off something proper. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B. Keep on and that's JT. And here's how we'll greet ya. Stop, fool. Come on, that beat ya. Caught in the dark, you little nut-ass mark. Raise up, cause you can't have it back. You say, I ain't never got gap like that. Off the end of the gadget church, show dogs in a hat.
What up, bro?
Nothing but a come up. Give me that bass and don't try to run up. Cause you'll get banked some sweet ice cube and a lynch mob.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. We're minus one tonight, but the OG jerks are in the house.
Fuck her.
Hooker.
Chris, Fabio, and myself, Marco. And if you want to Skype in, Skype name Jersey Jerks, emails jerseyjerks at riotcast.com. And, of course, we have the app. Just if you have an iPhone, iPad, go get the app. Just type in Riotcast and it'll come right up.
Riotcast.
There's a fake one out there. Don't get that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't get the bootleg Riotcast app. Get okay. The real one. Yo, you got me hyped up with that music right there, that intro.
Yeah?
Jack and Beats.
That's right.
Chris, I got to apologize. I lit up your bathroom tonight.
Yeah, I got to buy a new toilet.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
You should have put a new toilet the first time Missy sat on it.
What am I going to do? Buy a toilet every time she sits on it?
No, just don't let her go to the bathroom here.
Put plastic on it.
Tell her to piss outside.
What am I, a fucking 85-year-old Italian?
You're used to it. You know how we
don't
roll.
Don't sit on the furniture.
In a 90-degree
weather. Don Corleone telling his family not to sit on the furniture.
When it's hot out, it sticks.
Look how they massacred my toilet.
Look how they massacred my couch.
I apologize. I had the meat sweats today. Dude, it's bad. Really.
That's all the brush.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Don't go use that one. Use the bathroom downstairs.
Did you open the window at least?
Window was open.
Oh, all right.
Nipples were hard. It's all cold in there.
God damn, dude. Sorry. Were you jerk off in there too?
No. No, not after Missy.
Was the water cold?
I did have backsplash.
Oh, what the fuck?
But good thing you got the baby wipes in there. Good thing.
Yeah, because that saves you from
good,
already.
So now your shitty fingers touch my fucking baby wipes.
Listen, I'm a pro at handling the baby wipes.
Yeah, okay? Right.
That's I am. I'm a pro, dude.
Disgusting.
You think I don't stick my hand in baby shit all the time?
Oh, what the fuck?
It happens, dude. You can't avoid it. You cannot avoid
it. Sure you can. You fucking use a condom. So you avoid it. You pull out. You pull out. You know, instead of spraying on the eggs, you spray on the face.
Use the Pat method.
Titties.
Yeah.
Now.
Whew. What's Pat?
Pap. Pull and pray.
Oh. I thought it was pop. Pull out pray.
Oh, you could do that one too.
Yeah. Pap sounds kind of schmearish. Schmearish. Pap schmear.
I get it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'm replacing Dum Dum tonight. So I'm going to be the fucking idiot tonight.
Because, without miss.
Because she sends a text yesterday and says, oh, I hope you guys remember, or something like that. I'm not showing up tonight or tomorrow night.
She never said anything.
And I'm like, you never said anything, but she had a little, she put a little fucking crying face, yeah, like emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, are you okay? And then she writes back, I'm always okay, LOL. And that was it. And I'm like, what an idiot.
What?
She's a whore.
That's probably what she's doing tonight. She's whoring it up. She's probably at Dobbs, whoring it up. It's a scumbag bar that, you know, whores go to.
Clearly, I wasn't talking to you, big titty.
And throwing their pussies around like it's fucking dollar dog night at the ballpark.
That's because she's a slut.
A fucking whore.
Dipshit cokehead.
She takes a beat and she's not even here.
I love it.
Yeah, should have been here. You would have took a beat in person.
Oh, guys.
Fuck you guys. I'm like 2 seconds from walking out.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
Good go, whore.
That sick little fuck.
Man.
You fucking drug-addicted motherfucking whore.
And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore.
And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore.
Probably best line of that movie.
Cut!
Does anybody know what she's doing tonight?
I have no idea.
I'm telling you, she's throwing her pussy around.
She's having a scissor party.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's probably getting finger-cuffed right now.
She's still a whore. You know, I'm sure she greets him in the evening, beaver first.
You little hoe.
You think she's out with the Biffle?
I don't know, but maybe if she's not, then Biffle should have showed up tonight in her place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sucks just having three guys instead of four.
I agree.
Oh no, man. I just don't think we're gonna get all the listeners we normally get without her. You know? People just enjoy that
stupidity.
Right. And that raspiness and that, you know, phlegminess. She sounds like a walker. Carl.
Leave the gun, Carl.
Take the knowledge.
The walking fat. Another Godfather reference. I love it.
Tonight's the night.
It's awesome.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, she didn't mention what she was doing. I'm curious now to see what she's doing.
She's getting pregnant.
No, I'll bet you. And she's going to lie now because she'll hear this. She'll hear this back when it's out on the recording or when it's out on iTunes or anything. She's going to hear it back and she's going to lie about it because she's not going to own up to it. But I guarantee you, she's watching some shitty local band.
Has to be.
Yeah, probably like Kid Felix. Gives a shit. Really? You can't do that any other fucking night of the week? Yeah, because, you know, I'm sure they, you know, they got to work every fucking night to make a penny. You know what I mean? What do I care, Kid Felix? You want to get famous, try starting with a good fucking band name, number one. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It doesn't make any sense.
Kid Felix? I mean, it doesn't make sense to us, but they may have a reason why they call themselves Kid Felix.
Yeah, probably because one dude's name's
Felix, and he acts like a fucking kid. He's probably 50 years old, and he...
You know how it is with these fucking chicks. They get all enamored with these fucking dudes, and they...
You know, it's pathetic. It's so... Like, I'm not... Now, okay, let me just say this first, because I know she's going to come back and start fucking yelling, and that's the last thing I want to hear. After listening to last week, she yells too much, and I'm like... But I'm not talking about her, but I think it's really pathetic how fucking girls go crazy for band members that aren't famous. Like, honestly, I think it's just, like, you know, it's like some people, like, want to aim high, you know, like, some women, like, are born to be groupies for, like, major bands.
Sure.
Whether back in the day.
And they're hot, usually.
Right. But.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I was going
to
say. I just got that. What? Well, no, I get it, though, come Mark. On, none please. Of these band members want to fuck a guy. But anyway. No.
That bro's getting there.
No, seriously. I think it's pathetic because it's like, you know, instead of like how shitty must you feel that next morning when you've just done the unthinkable with someone who's not even fucking famous and can't even give you cab fare? Like, you know what I mean? Like, at least get something out of the deal and you don't.
What is the like, why are they so obsessed with these like guitar? I banged the guitar player from Don't Call Me Francis. You know, like whoa, good for you.
Yeah, what's
good
funny, for you? The band's called Don't Call Me Francis, yeah. But they say to the girls, "Don't call me ever."
Or Mr. Green Jeans, you know, shit like that. It's like
cream jeans.
Yeah, what? Yeah, what's the deal with that? Why do they get all obsessed with it and get obsessed? Like you know, the dude's gonna be. I mean, all right, it's like he's a local celebrity type of deal.
Really?
I guess.
How's that a local celebrity?
I don't even know if he's a local celebrity, but they're known. People follow him around. And when I say people, I mean like 20 people follow him around the gigs. Mostly chicks that, you know, that have no life, I guess. I don't know. But they get obsessed with like the lead singer and they fucking fall in love with the lead singer. It's like, come on. Why do you have to go on a fucking work night and stay to 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, right there, that's just your age talk.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
It does.
I'm the same way.
In there. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to go. I mean, unless I'm watching, like, you know, Metallica or Foo Fighters or something in concert, I'll go. But, you know, not for some local bullshit.
I'll support a friend that's in a band.
Nah, I won't even do that.
You won't do that?
Nah, I won't do that.
You're an asshole.
Nah, I won't do that. I can't tell you how many times I told my girlfriend no when her mom's boyfriend.
At least you stick with it, though.
You know, it's like, well, how many times do I have to hear the same set list?
Oh, so you've already seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. But not on a work night, but
getting old.
Right. I mean, I prefer I prefer matinee shows.
You've done your deed and you went to see and say hi and support.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple times, and it's like, all right, I get it. You guys do music. You guys replay music I've heard a million times since I was a child.
Well, you know,
if I hear Journey's fucking "Don't Stop Believing" one more time, you know.
Well, she'll say they got their original songs, right? She'll say
who
that
cares?
About
Chris.
Yeah,
they can't be good.
I've seen them; they're okay.
Yeah, but they're not like famous good.
No, come on now.
Hold on, let me search for them on Pandora. Just what I thought.
They're playing fucking Shady Katie's on the White Horse Pike.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Not famous.
Yeah, exactly. Shady Katie, the Crab Shack.
I did say they were open up for somebody at the TLA, but that's, you know.
Just look at, now I'm actually getting a little glimpse into Missy's future. 55 years old, still going to see like fucking local bands.
Ugh.
Dragging her titties on the floor. Yeah.
I won't age. I'm not going to age.
Hate to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're already starting to age. I mean, everybody ages. We're all aging. Come on.
You're depressing me.
I think we have enough sounds of Missy that we could just act like she's here.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure.
Come on, Miss.
She's DTF. She's down to fuck, man.
Well, she'll tell you she's not a whore, but we all know.
Well, she's a reborn again fucking virgin, according to last week's episode.
My vagina is a national treasure.
Oh, dude, I'm so tired. You know what? I'm so sick of hearing that same bullshit over. Not the soundbite. Like, you know, the whole...
I won't do anal.
That and,
cut that up, Chris.
Or, no. You know what the worst part, the worst ones are? The stupid, cheesy fucking lines that she regurgitates from, like, movies and books. You know, like... every something starts with an idea or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then there was one she said last week about the whole, remember we were talking about thriving in the mm-hmm. summer, or she was.
She thrives in the summer.
She thrives in the summer, yeah. She washes more times a week. Out of necessity.
You're a fucking hooker for my sake.
So prominent.
I don't know much. You sound like a man.
That's an understatement. Both of those were understatements.
Humans had gizzards. I'm a black pig.
Oh my god, I'm just breaking balls. Somebody's just gonna get all upset when she hears this. I'm just joking, miss.
Somebody wrote on our page the Hazelnuts episode was one of his favorite in a while that he's heard from us in a while.
That was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
he said it's different now that you got. It was good that we didn't bash Missy. Like, it was, we had conversation that whole.
Oh show. Yeah, well, yeah, we're talking about.
And I just responded. I was like, we have fun bashing Missy. If it's at the expense of
how,
a
but
listener.
Here's the thing, though. Anybody that listens to our show who downloads regularly or listens live. How do you not bash Missy? Like, are you guys that fucking naive and, like, just too nice of people to not hear that same shit every week, hear her say, or just be stupid every week and not want to say, oh, my God, you're so fucking dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you hold back from that? You know, my girlfriend in the beginning used to say, you guys are mean to her. You know, now she doesn't make any comments because I think she's gotten to the point where it's like she wants to strangle her too. It's like, how can you be this stupid?
I guess I agree with the listeners to a certain extent. Like, there's a lot of times where we just fucking go after her for no
really?
Reason.
Really? I don't feel that
well,
at all.
I mean, last week the first episode of the show.
That was, but that wasn't like malicious. Like, we weren't trying to like get set off the show. That was just funny. She opened herself up for that. You know what I mean? I mean, she always says something that triggers something. She always makes a comment
that
triggers something.
Man. It's hard not to give her shit and rip her. She lives in her fucking alternate universe. Like, she's just a fucking retard.
Let's see, that's what I mean. But that's the kind of shit she like gets into.
It's almost not realistic, the life she lives. I and maybe I envy her because I don't live that life, but it's almost like
I'm an embarrassment to myself.
That's true too.
It's all people made up stuff and put it in there.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
about.
Like, honestly, that's exactly the example I'm talking about. You know, like, I don't know. Just sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, all right, really? Like, you can't be this fucking dumb.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not make fun of somebody when they say stupid shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't live in a PC world. Maybe everyone else does. You know, like, I'm sorry, but I grew up in the era of breaking balls. And, you know, if you're going to be stupid, you're getting your balls broken. You know, if I say something dumb, I get my balls broken. But you don't see me getting all like, hey, hey.
She wanted to be a zombie, right? She wanted to get on the show.
She got the voice down.
She's got that down. They don't need to dump that in.
Couple more years of skin, too. That's what you get for talking shit about me when I ain't around, bitch. Payback's a motherfucker. And holy I ain't shit. Drinking.
Fat pig.
Exactly. Exactly. And I killed your dog.
Ozzy.
Fucking Missy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of awkward she's not here, though, because, you know, I miss hearing that Christian Bale Batman voice of hers.
Yeah. I thrive in the summertime.
Yeah. How many times did we ask her last week? So how exactly do you thrive? Well, I go out more, and It's summertime and I smile more and
I thrive, you know, thrive.
Yeah, like what are you talking about? Like what do you mean thrive? And
no wonder why she has a crush on Gomez. They have the same voice.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine that phone conversation?
Oh no.
Wait, who's talking?
I'm getting feedback.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
I guarantee you, if them two were to ever bang, I think the first, I think the first one to let out a moan would probably make the other one quit or tap out. Just be like, wait a minute, it's like I'm fucking myself. I can't do this. Take that fucking dick in your mouth. That was Missy, by the way.
Does she love herself some Gomez, man?
Yeah. Well, you know what though? Good for her, because Gomez is a lot different than, you know, the guy she used to being with. She's with some weird fucking people. Gomez looks normal to me.
She went like the fucking. She went like up the scale, down like this. Up
she went.
Here,
she went.
Like,
she went from one end to the other of the evolutionary scale.
It's like, what the fuck?
She stopped at monkey though. For some reason, she started with past monkey. She started, you know, in the sea.
I can't wait to see what's next. What comes down the line.
Hmm.
Hopefully it's a normal dude. Just somebody normal.
It'll never happen. She'll destroy it before it's started. Yep. She probably already feels inferior, even though she doesn't act like it or says it. But if she was with someone who had his head on straight, she would feel probably the most inferior and be like, nah, I can't deal with this because it's, you know.
He's got a good job.
Not even that. It'll be like, you know, he's not dumb. he's not stupid. He hasn't been in jail 20 times. Like, just someone normal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, we had that conversation with her off the air, and she's like, "What am I supposed to do? Date an accountant? Like, that's a bad job."
Yeah. You are supposed to date an accountant.
Yeah. I wish my girlfriend would be an accountant. I'm sure she wishes I was down too. No, but seriously, it's like, why the fuck were you know? Why is that a bad thing?
I love guys on parole.
You know, yeah. Like, first of all, if I ever had a daughter and she was like her, I'd kill her before she even hit puberty.
I'd knock some sense into.
Nah, I'd kill her. I'd just go to jail. Be like, you know what? I just saved this whole planet from a disaster. I mean, I'm for post. Being born abortion. Oh. I'm pro-choice.
So you're pro-murdering children.
Yeah, like I think once they're born and you realize they're fucking dumb as shit and just a fucking anal leakage of society,
Jesus.
I think you should give them like lethal injection. Don't even bother cutting the umbilical cord.
I wouldn't go that route. I'd put them on a farm and make them farm. Like,
a
put
farm?
Them in, yeah, just put them
raise them like a pig?
Yeah!
She does that anyway.
8 to 5, have them fucking hoe the land.
Well, that's what Missy's doing tonight.
Yeah, okay, I mean, you're really hitting it on the button there.
Right? And then they put them in the fucking, you know, in the horse fucking stables, wherever they fucking
in the horse stable.
Like the big horse stable. Exactly, the horse. Right? That's what I would do.
Horses,
same
pigs, hoeing.
She's out having a scissor party right now.
Throwing
nothing
at Beaver
but
first.
A scissor party. Party.
She does the scissor. Instead of drinks the scissor, she does the scissor.
Oh, fuck.
There's a good song idea. All right. I'm tired of breaking her balls. I'm sure she's going to fucking break down when she hears this. We were only kidding, Missy. Please.
What the fuck?
It's a joke.
I love Missy.
She's the best.
Even though she can get under my skin, I still love her.
How can you not love her?
She doesn't mean to be stupid. It just
see, I love her because I can leave at the end of the show. I don't have to see her again for another week.
Right,
so it's
right.
Like, you know, if we were doing this show 5 days a week, I probably would have quit. Either she would get committed or I would commit myself because...
Could you imagine?
No.
Not for any type of money?
I thought about that. No, it's not that. No.
Like, I imagined,
what if we were on regular radio, right? And we were like doing a morning show and it was us four. And every day we had to spend like four or five hours with her on the air. And it's just like, I could just see myself being fired because I would lose my shit. And be like, you're such a fucking retard, you know?
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Like, we'd run out of time.
Dump.
Right. Run out of time on the dump button.
Yeah, we definitely hit the dump button.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't see how I could last, you know, with her that many days a week. It would just be like, ugh. She would hate me, too, though. She would hate.
Oh, she'd hate all of us.
Well, me especially.
I think she's borderline hating all of us now. And she only sees us once a week.
Well, she shouldn't, because the next time you guys hang out together, she'll just say other horrible shit about me.
she was cool hanging in New York. I don't know if it was like an act. She was toning it down or whatever, but she was like, when we went to New York.
She probably, because she was knowing her role.
I told her on the way up there, know your fucking role. Now go in a corner, earn us some money so we can buy some pizza.
So you said, know your role.
Right.
And the moment she showed up, she dropped to her knees and gave Rob a blowjob.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Speaking of whores, I saw this and I was really like puzzled and disappointed. And this is not something we normally talk about, but I heard it all over the radio, so I got to bring it up because it's bothering me. So, People Magazine every year names their beautiful woman, most beautiful woman in the world. And this year they named Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Why? Really? She's the most beautiful woman in the world? Really?
I think they're talking about inside.
What?
I don't know. I'm surprised too. I have no idea where they're coming up with
this. What are they putting cameras on their dicks now? That's how they how do you know how she is on the inside?
Know.
You go by the movie? You're going by fucking Blindside?
She wouldn't even be on the radar.
She's probably a racist pig.
Doesn't she have a black son? Yeah, she's got a black kid.
Are you talking about Blindside the movie? That was Michael Orr.
Oh, no. She's got a black kid.
She adopted Michael Orr. I think you're mixing reality with movie there.
No, she's got a black kid. Yeah, she adopted a kid.
That doesn't count.
Wow.
That doesn't count. I don't count any of fucking Angelina Jolie's kids. They're all different nationalities. They're not real. They're not her real kids.
Me.
They're not her real kids. Come on.
I mean, they're not her real kids. Of course not. But
no, I mean, good for those kids. I mean, they beat the system. Now they're going to be living large. Mm-hmm. And good for them. But, you know, people like Angelina Jolie are just, you know, that's a cover up. It's like, all right, let's adopt one of every nationality of kids around the world. That way we can do whatever the fuck we want. If we get caught or get in trouble.
Look at us.
Yeah. We're model parents, except for when they go to sleep. You know, that's when we kill cats and whatever else they do. But Sandra Bullock being the most beautiful woman in the world, and I thought about it, and I'm like, oh my God, I can think off the top of my head almost any name I would come up with.
Not even on my radar.
It's not that I don't find her attractive. Like, she's average, a little above average. But, yeah, I wouldn't put her in the top 50.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Not even 10 years ago.
No,
she's
never.
Average looking. No. She's average looking. She's not bad. Like you said, she's not bad at all. Who comes up with this? Who does the voting for this? Is it a group of people? Is it one person?
Well, this probably goes in the same category with the people that nominate Oscars. A bunch of old people that are probably on life support that make these decisions to put all these bullshit movies on as best movie of the year. And then you have movies that make more money than fucking the Vatican, and they don't even get nominated for shit. Like, come on. Like, it's obvious why people – those movies make money. People enjoy them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't nominate a fucking independent film that, like, four people saw because they like it. That's not how it works. Let the people vote. That's a true – you know what I mean? That's a true
– I agree.
Award. I mean, they should have that. Well, People's Choice, of course, but
– yeah, but if the people vote, fucking Fast and Furious will win, like, every award.
No, like, I mean, not really.
People are
not
stupid.
Not really. If you go by like, I mean, if you go more along the lines of like, you know, IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like that, they're pretty. I think they're almost pretty good with their ratings. Like Fast and Furious never goes above a 7, and that's like the first one. Everyone since has been like 5. You know what I mean? Out of 10. So, but then you have movies like, you know, Avengers. Let's just use them. It's like a 9. Of course it's a 9. Absolutely. But they're not nominated. Hell, sometimes they don't even get nominated for special effects, which is crazy.
That's beyond me.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's beyond me. It's beyond me.
But, it just drives me crazy. It's like, all right, who the fuck, you know, is Sandra Bullock fucking the person at People Magazine? You know?
I don't know, man. I heard that this morning. I actually heard it this morning, and I could not believe it. I would have believed it, like I said, 10 years ago. I would have believed it because she was like, you know.
You can walk into almost any, I don't even want to say bar, any place in the world and find a girl hotter than Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, including a cemetery.
Like, you can walk into any supermarket and find a girl who's hotter than Sandra Bullock
all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know where to get this.
I'm trying to find. There's actually a list of, you know, a bunch of people are on the list. She's number one, but there's also
The whole list. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find because I heard some of the other ones and I'm like, how did she not win? You know, it drives me crazy.
Like, there's not a TV show or a movie that doesn't have a hotter chick than Sandra Bullock in it.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, The Walking Dead. It has two girls on the show. One of them's hotter than Sandra Bullock.
Sesame Street probably has hotter chicks on there.
Hey, Bert, look at those tits.
But you'll get no pussy.
Fuck it. Oh my god, it's taking forever. Jesus Christ. There we go.
Get it.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock is not. I wouldn't. You know, like if it was the most nice person, woman. Whatever. Okay. I get it.
America's sweetheart.
Well, even that. I hate calling her that, dude. I hate calling her that.
It's not like you're making that up. You're hearing that from other people. Other people are saying she's America's sweetheart.
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Are you kidding me? It says on the link, the list, right? Mm-hmm. So I hit it and it opens up another page and I got to search for this link again. Like, just give me the fucking list.
Calm down. Relax. USA.
Fuck that USA shit.
Fuck you.
Good God, man.
What are the chances?
Ariana Grande. Do you guys know who she is?
Yes.
She's fucking gorgeous.
Hot. Sounds like a fucking Spanish restaurant.
Hot. She's hot.
It's the middle-sized coffee at Starbucks. I wish I could have an Ariana Grande. She's fucking hot.
What would I have seen her in?
She sings horrible music. Oh. But she's gorgeous.
She's pop.
Yeah,
music.
She's hot.
She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. And she's a whore. She sings songs about fucking.
She loves the brothers.
She does.
I don't know who this person
is. Big Sean.
Oh, Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so hot.
She's a good looking girl, man. Shay Mitchell. I'm just going to keep going past it. I don't know who she is.
I don't know who that is.
Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Yes.
Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's good. She's hot. Channing's husband.
Mm-hmm. Channing Tate, yum.
Laverne Cox. Should I say that again?
Porn star.
Laverne.
Who is Laverne? Who is that?
She's an actress. I just don't know what she's been in. She's pretty though. I guess she's mixed. I don't know. Megan Trainor.
Ew. Megan Trainor.
She's not pretty.
She sings all about the bass.
Yeah,
right?
That shit. Yeah.
No. I don't think she's pretty at all.
She's pretty ugly.
She looks like a.
She's all about that bread.
All about that bread.
She kind of looks like Adele took a shit and she came out. She's like a mini Adele, a mini me for Adele. Tara Henson.
Who?
Oh, that's the chick. Or no, Taraji, I'm sorry.
Oh,
the
from chick Empire. From Empire. Yeah, she's good. Yeah. She's hot, too. Yeah.
She's been in other shit. I just don't remember what.
She'd get the D.
Gigi Hadid.
She's good looking.
She's all right. She kind of she looks a little bit like Kate Hudson. Ooh.
She got it too.
And Sandra Bullock. That's it. That's all you're going to show me. Really?
Fucked up.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they're going to show me. Okay.
That right, really
well,
sucks.
Fuck you, people.
It's bullshit.
Fuck you, people.
Yeah, that list sucks.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done with you, people. That's why nobody buys your shitty magazines anymore. You haven't been relevant since the internet came out.
Yeah, fuck them. That list is horrible.
Like, right off the top of my head, I would say, obviously, when I bring this up all the time, Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. Mila Kunis. Mm-hmm. Who else? Olivia Munn. Yeah. She's fucking hot.
She's so fucking hot.
She's gorgeous. Gorgeous. She's got great titties, too. Mm. The chick from The League, Nick Kroll's wife in The League.
She's hot.
She's gorgeous. She was naked in fucking the Denzel movie where he's a drunk airplane pilot.
She was naked in that?
Yeah, in the very beginning. The first fucking 2 seconds of the movie. She gets up from the bed buck-ass naked, bush and all.
Oh, is that the light-skinned chick?
Yeah, she's Latina or something.
Oh, that's not... What's her name?
She's from The League. Wife.
Yeah, yeah, no. I thought she's... It's not Paula Patton, right?
What?
Name?
What's Paula her name? Who the fuck is Paula
Patton? I don't know.
George Paula. Patton's fucking...
Paula Patton. She's a hot chick. I know she's a hot chick.
I don't know Paula Patton.
Pat my balls. Who the fuck are we talking about?
What are you talking about? Paula Patton.
Google it.
You Google it.
Disgusting.
Hot, goddamn it!
You want to add fucking Betty White in there too?
Betty White's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She was hot before they invented the wheel.
I put my dick in her ham cabinet. I love it.
You seriously have something wrong with you? Her ham cabinet.
Yeah.
Trust me, that cabinet is dry like a fucking camel's hump.
Use a little lube, you'll be all right.
A little lube.
Little lube. I'm looking up Paula Patton right now.
Yeah, you look up Paula Patton. How many times are we going to say this, Paula Patton?
She's as hot as Patton Oswalt.
Right?
Paula Patton. Paula Patton.
Fuck is Paula
I love
Patton,
Patton Oswalt. He's funny as shit. He cracks me the fuck up. But, yeah, he's obviously not a good-looking woman.
Is this her?
Yeah, Marco, I can see.
Oh, you got bad eyes. I don't know.
Blow it the fuck up. You work with computers. You don't know how to Zoom?
I'm trying to, man. There you go.
You just point at it without doing anything.
It brings you to a website.
All right, click her picture again. That's IMDb. Click her picture.
That's where it came up.
Okay.
That's her, right? Is that her?
Who's that? And who am I saying is that?
Paula Patton.
Yeah, when did I say her name? Until you start
I'm
saying.
I'm asking.
What about her? What's your question?
Is she the one? Is she the one on The League?
No.
She's not on The League. She's
no,
not
a, she's okay. Not on The League. Do you watch The League?
No.
All right, then you're wrong.
I thought she
no,
was...
No, put The League in there. Type in The League in IMDb.
Gotcha.
Okay? And she'll be like the second cast woman in there. The first one is...
Jenny.
She's like the lead chick in the show. Then the second one would be Nick Kroll's wife. I forgot her name. It's Ruxin. Her last name should be Ruxin.
Teddy Ruxin?
No, not Ruxpin.
Teddy fucking Rux fucking Pin.
Say that again.
Yeah. Right, AOL's working slowly.
Yeah.
Sophia is her name in the show. It's Nadine Velasquez.
Oh.
Velasquez.
Whatever.
Velasquez. It sounds like Pedro's talking. Velasquez.
I grab my Pedro cock. Yep, that's her. That's not Paula Patton.
No. I think this girl's hotter than Paula Patton. Where the fuck is Paula Patton from?
I don't know.
She don't look like George Patton, that's for sure. Unless, you know, he was, you know, stupping some help. Did he pull a Schwarzenegger? Come on, give it to me. Give me that doc meat. Yeah.
I have to look up Paula Patton. I'm interested.
She's hot. Is no, she? Don't get me wrong. She's hot.
I think she's, wasn't she Robin Thicke's wife? Oh, you know
who's fuck who?
Not Robin. Yeah, Robin Thicke.
All right, dude.
Not Alan Thicke, but Robin Thicke.
Alan, are they related?
It's a son.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fucking.
Oh, it's the girl Denzel was banging in the movie with Mark Wahlberg. Two Guns.
That movie was horrible.
I got it confused. Yep.
I barely paid attention to that movie. It was terrible.
I liked it.
It was nothing alike. Okay. Nothing alike.
Same Wahlberg character he always plays.
No, he was more of a bitch in this movie. He was very bitchy in this movie. He was like needy. He always wanted his fucking approval. Yeah.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and Denzel's probably like, yeah, fucked the last night. You know? Yeah, she is hot. Now, you know who I just thought of who's smoking fucking hot? Amber Heard.
You heard?
Amber Heard.
Look her up. She's worth looking up.
Who the fuck is she with?
She's with somebody. I forget who. She's with somebody famous, and it's probably someone who's going to piss you off, I think, because I think it pissed me off.
Oh, man.
She was in... Actually, she was in nothing worth mentioning.
Amber.
She was in. She had a small part in Zombieland. She was the hot next door neighbor in the beginning of the movie that turned into a zombie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look what she, I mean, if you see what she looks like, not being a zombie, she's fucking hot.
I type Amber Heard and Amber Rose comes up. Okay,
no,
I
not
say
Amber
right.
Rose.
Yeah.
Amber Heard. Yeah, I typed in Amber Heard and Paula Patton comes up.
Amber Heard.
Images.
I know what I'm doing.
Images.
Oh, yeah.
She's gorgeous. Oh, yeah.
According to IMDb, it's a spouse, Johnny Depp.
That's it.
She's married to
that's
Depp.
That's Johnny Depp, yeah. Oh. But I heard there's trouble in paradise.
I read the same thing, TMZ.com.
Well, I listen to the radio and they talk about it. I don't have to.
TMZ.com, you faggot.
Yeah.
What's wrong with TMZ, man? You gotta keep up with today's entertainment gossip.
Yeah, Marco drank the Kool-Aid. That's what happened.
Starting to sound like a little faggot.
Fag.
You're a fucking fag?
You friggin' fag. You wanna make out or something?
I'm a homo.
Faggot ass cornhole and cocksuckers.
Faggot ass cornhole and cocksuckers.
You're a fucking disgrace.
I need to see Jake Gyllenhaal on all fours getting a fucking mouthful of Ledger.
Oh. You know, I have still to this day have not had the courage to watch that movie.
No, I have no interest in watching it.
Never saw
it.
No, I have no interest in watching it, but like when I see it's on the guide. No. I hit the guide. I never do the channel up or down ever. I always hit the guide and then select the channel I want. But when I see it's on there, I like carefully go over the fucking channel.
You hit the down button instead, the one that skips the whole page.
No, cause my luck, I'll land on it and it'll go to something I don't want to see. You know, I don't care if they're gay. I just don't want to see it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a sword fight.
Dick on dick.
All right. So wait, hold on. I said sword fight. You had a soundbite for that. I don't want to see ass fucking.
Oh, you mean anal?
I don't want to see, male on male blowjobs.
Now suck my cock.
And I don't want to see any other weird shit.
I suck your dick.
Jesus
Christ.
Oh God, the fuck.
I'll butt fuck this dude.
I'm still I don't know. It's not. I don't feel like I'm homophobic. I don't hate gay people, men or women. But honestly, like if I watch TV, and it seems like more and more shows today involve more gay parts, meaning like roles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I was watching Game of Thrones, And of course they had the show Man on Man, and it's like, oh, and I gotta like look up and look away because it just disturbs me. It makes my stomach turn. I don't know why. It has nothing to do with like, I don't want to see them get stoned to death or something. I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see the physical connection. You know what I mean? Like, they want to walk around, hold hand in hand. Fine. I don't give a shit. But to see them start tonguing each other,
yeah, once
laying
it starts
on top of each other
graphic,
when they're naked.
Once it starts getting graphic.
I don't want to see that.
I don't think that's homophobic at all.
It's just uncomfortable. It's, I mean, some exactly, people, exactly. Some people, some women don't like public displays of affection, man and girl, you know. But I, you know, and even that can be overbearing too, watching a normal couple, a man and woman, just fucking in public. It's like, I'll get a fucking room. You gross me out.
It depends. For me, it depends on public, what we're talking about. If they're doing it in a bar, I have no problem with it. If they're doing it at the fucking Wawa, get the fuck out.
Well, that's
annoying.
They should be shot for that. Shouldn't be kissing in a convenience store. There's too much food there. No, but like if they're in the middle of a fucking bar, I don't agree with that either.
I don't have a problem with it.
If it's quick, it's great. But if they're like, if the guy's practically raping her through her clothes, like, come on, get out of here. What are you doing
here? Yeah, we've seen, I'm sure you've seen that a lot at the bar. I mean, that's what happens a lot at the bar.
Yeah, but I mean, it's gross.
No, it is.
It's gross. Now, see, I'm saying that about a heterosexual couple. Now, a homosexual couple, it's like, I don't want to say it. I just don't want to say it. It just drives me crazy. Like, I can't even watch porno where there's a girl and then there's a guy banging her in the butt and then a guy banging her in the twat and their dicks are so close to each other. It's like to me, it's like a fucking horror movie, you know? It's just like, oh my God, like, his balls is about to touch as much as the other dude's dick. It's like, it's nasty. It's like, come on, stop it. Like, you're too close. You're too close, man.
I won't even watch porno with more than one guy in it.
I don't like that either.
If the girl's hot enough, I just tune them out. You know?
Block half the screen.
Well, yeah, I just lay my tube sock over that side of the screen until I'm ready
just
for
stand
it.
Stand it up on the keyboard
until I'm ready for it. Or a little hand towel, just leave it right over there. Oh, that's another thing. I found a fucking old jizz rag.
What the?
Well, it was a hand towel,
right?
And I must have used it. I probably used it to clean up my curl or something. It's probably from last year, but I found it behind the bed, like behind the bed frame. And so I pulled it out and I was like, oh my God, like what is
rock,
this?
Was it rock hard?
It was like sandpaper.
Yeah, you used
like,
it to sand the walls.
Yeah, it really was. It felt like fucking sandpaper. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I fucking threw it out. I wasn't going to wash it.
That's what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to wash
it. Don't reuse it.
No, if I did, I'd wash it. It's a towel. It's not a fucking towelette.
Fuck that.
Oh, that's what I did. Yeah. I fucking threw it out. Yeah. I did fuck it, apparently. You know, it's funny. It's like the little piece, like the middle was kind of stuck together. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not even breaking this apart. I just threw it right in the bag. I was like, fuck that. Fucking disgusting.
You have a preference for porn? Like, amateur porn or like point of view porn or
I actually
baby sitter porn or anything like you know what I'm like, you have a preference?
You mean as far as like the topic?
Yeah,
because like, normally when I watch porn, I have like certain girls I really like to watch because they're beautiful. Like there's one girl who I think shouldn't even be in porn. She's so beautiful. Like she could be like Miss America. She's right. That pretty. Something black. Tori Black.
Tori Black.
Dude, she is gorgeous. She has like the perfect body, perfect face, perfect eyes, perfect hair, and perfect vagina. And, but she's a whore. She's a dirty whore.
Perfect.
She's a dirty. Her only problem is she has an ugly fucking tattoo near her box. That's the only thing that bothers me, but she's gorgeous and I love watching her get railed.
Course.
Because I imagine it's me doing it, you know? But as far as topics go, I don't know. It depends. Like I kind of get involved in the storyline a little bit. Like if it's interesting, I'll watch it. Like first of all, I'll watch any porno that's a parody of a famous movie or TV show.
Oh, they're the best.
I'll actually watch all the way through.
I saw Married with Children one. I was fucking dying laughing after I jerked off. But I was laughing my nuts off. I was like, holy shit, this is hysterical. Like, the guy was banging Peggy so hard her wiggles came off.
Ow!
I saw what was it? There was a whole Batman one. It was Batman, and they had one that was Batman and Robin, and they had another one that was like a little more, you know, like modern. It had, you know, today's Batman, today's Joker.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And Tori Black played Catwoman. That's why I watched it. I was like, Tori Black.
Did it have like the Hulk, a girl playing the Hulk?
A girl.
Yeah, there's one, a chick China from wrestling. Ew. She was in like an Avengers type of porn, and it had like
the actual China from.
Yeah.
Why would I watch that? She's a man.
Oh, there's other hot chicks in there.
Jesus, what kind of fuck? Is your life that bad? You watch China porn?
I didn't know she was in
this
shit.
Oh, look at her triceps.
Jesus Christ. Oh, those lats. I'm going to come.
Oh, those pecs.
I suck cock.
No, man. She just showed up.
I'm bringing up. If you look up Tori Black, look up Tori Black and then look up China. Look at the difference between the two of them. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's like fucking perfection against just a horrible experiment gone wrong. I'd rather fuck the Incredible Hulk.
She fucking popped in from nowhere, dude. She broke through a wall.
I'd never seen that, and I think if I did, I'd probably cut my own dick off.
She broke through a wall. She grabbed Captain America, threw him off, and started eating the chick's box.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was fucking... Jesus. It rocked.
What?
I didn't want... I mean, it was hot.
It's China, dude. Looks like a fucking dude.
But yeah, she's painted green. It was the Hulk. And
okay, so you're getting hard to the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Whoa, transvestite, back off. Yeah.
You only saw the back of her head. I stopped that.
Like I said before.
You're a fucking fag.
When the Avengers come out, I'm not sitting in front of you at the theater.
Yeah, no shit.
Hulk,
at least not without a fucking helmet. I'm going to have Iron Man's mask on.
I prefer amateur porn, like the home porns and stuff like
They're
that.
They're okay, but they can be kind of... What I don't like about the amateur porn is the ones where they try real hard to be like professionals.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, stop it.
Some of them are
and I don't,
really bad.
I don't like the porn where people do crazy things. Like, I'm not into that either. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not into like... You know, the people doing like just, you know, what's actually really cool to watch a girl who's real flexible. They have porns like that where she can like literally like fold in half.
Yeah.
That's great. It's like, wow, it's like a convenient fuck. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then you can like pick
put
her
in a suitcase.
Yeah.
And take her
you can actually hold her like a suitcase. She's that like that. But, you know, those are interesting. I'm not into the girls with the titties that are bigger than the screen.
No.
I can't stand that. Where the guy's head is completely buried in it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's
how
just,
about the fake casting couches, those things?
They're you know what? Well, I think when I first
with
saw
the right them, chick, I'll
yeah,
watch
yeah, 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 yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot of there's a lot
when
of
I first watched it, I was like, eh, it's all right. But now it's like I can't even watch them. Yeah. I'm so picky when it comes to
you like
to
the
porn.
Produced one, the ones that are like produced and
it depends. It really depends. It's like if a girl really strikes my eye, it's like, oh yeah, I definitely do her. Right. I'll watch whatever it is, as long as she's not fucking the entire football or basketball team, then I'll watch it. But, right. You know, there's I like finding ones like celebrities, like actual celebrities.
Yep.
Like who I just figured out that there was a main character on Game of Thrones. A female who was actual porn star in Germany before she became a real actress.
Really?
And I was like, no fucking way. So I looked up her name in the cast and I Googled it. And sure enough, she did like 500 pornos. I'm like, oh my God.
What?
And they just had everyone. Now she ain't the hottest girl in the world, but you wouldn't kick her out of bed. Trust me. You know, her face is a little, you know, Euro trashy, but
where's she right against Sandra Bullock?
I think she gets the upper hand because she's definitely put together better than Sandra Bullock. Plus, she looks like she sucks a mean dick. Sandra Bullock looks like she holds it like dirty diaper.
What do you want me to do with this?
Don't come in my mouth.
She sits there and holds her nose while she's doing it. Like, oh, come on. She's supposed to be America's sweetheart. Suck it. But I mean, something's got to catch my eye. Like something, you know, has to. I'm not into the whole babysitter thing. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine sent me a link the other day, a text message. He's like, he's crazy into like weird shit. So he sends me a text, and I'm like, oh God, I know this is gonna be bad. So I click on the link, and it's it's this girl is fucking this dude in bed, and then there's a knock on the bedroom door, and it's the daughter. Of course, the daughter's hot, you know, and she's like having a nightmare. She's like, "Can I sleep in bed with you guys?" And the guy's pissed off. He's like, "Fuck," you know. He's obviously the stepdad. Thank God, because I thought I was witnessing a crime. And it even says in the caption, like, stepdad or stepdaughter or whatever. So she sleeps in between the mom and the stepdad.
Sounds like the next episode of Bates Motel.
Yeah, right? And the mom goes to bed, and the dude's pissed off, so he decides to start jerking off. And then the girl, like, looks over and sees, and she starts jerking him off. Then she's sucking his dick. And then the mom, like, starts to move a little bit, and they go, like, right to bed. The alarm goes off. Mom gets up, jumps in the shower, and they finish fucking. So I'm like, this is kind of disturbing. You know what I mean? Because it still insinuates daughter,
yeah,
dad. I don't have sisters, and I don't have a daughter. So I was just like, yeah, now I don't want a daughter because this is going to fucking ruin it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Now my daughter's going to have to go in a convent the moment she walks. But yeah, like he sent me that, and I'm not really into that. I don't know. It's got to really catch my eye. Like, it's always funny to see the parodies. I think the parodies are funny.
I believe Pedro has something to say here about this. Hello, Pedro. Pedro. Hello. Get a new line. Sorry, buddy.
Really?
I don't know what happened to him. Anyway, I'm sure he had something to say about this fucking
cocksucker.
Hey, Joe, I like the one where Missy makes a pussy pancake.
There he is again. We'll try again. Hello.
Yo, yo.
What's up, Pedro?
Yo.
What's up?
If you can hear me, I cannot hear you.
That's not good.
Hello? He hung up. I don't know what happened. It's his.
My line. Nigga!
Oh, I guess I gotta cut this out.
Nah, I don't fucking worry about it. It's Chocha Studios' issue, not our issue. Anyway.
Well, you like amateur, Chris?
Yeah,
I like
amateur.
I get in different moods.
Getting different moods.
Yeah.
It's like wine. It's like,
yeah.
I'm feeling red today.
But
I'm feeling a nice
But normally
red.
I don't know what I'm in the mood for until I see it.
So
I start scrolling through and I'm like, oh yeah, this is it.
Okay. I got to ask you guys this because I found myself doing this from time to time. Have you ever wasted so much time looking for the right porn?
Yes.
Dude, yep. Sometimes.
To the point where you look and it's like, I got to go to work.
I'll finish this on my lunch break.
Like you start at like 8 o'clock at night and you look at the clock, it's 4:30 in the morning. It's like, what the fuck happened?
Never that.
No,
hard,
I'm just kidding.
I mean, there's been times like half hour, 40 minutes where I look at my dick and I'm like, do we really want
to
do this?
There's no, that's always ready to happen. Cause at that point, you know, it's like, I know he's ready because he's tearing up a little bit. but no, it's just, I've noticed it's happened once or twice where I noticed like an hour, hour and a half's gone by and I'm like, wow, time just flew.
Mm-hmm. You want that perfect.
Yeah, you're in the
video.
Mood for that real good load. Yes. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
You want to throw ropes.
Yeah.
You're just in the mood. Because I don't know about you guys, but for me, if I don't need porn to get off. I could just do it real quick, go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
But if you want a real good one, like, you know, like the kind where you're like, all right, I'm going to fucking fire away. I'm going to sink some battleships right now. You need the perfect fucking porn for that mood, that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I've wasted so much time to the point where, you know, either like, oh, fuck, I got to eat dinner, you know, or something like that.
Wash
like,
your hands.
No, I don't even stop. I'm doing both at the same time.
Yes, I feel your pain. Yep.
Yeah. So it's a waste of fucking time. I'll tell you that much. But at the same time, it's kind of funny if you think about it now. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I thought I was the only one. And I'm like, wow, I'm a fucking loser.
I'm constantly searching for the right fucking video to get me where I need to be.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I love those point of view ones where they're looking right at
yep,
you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great. That's yep. always awesome. I put the fucking tablet like so I don't even see my hand working it. You know what yeah. I mean? It's like, this is awesome. Yeah. This is like virtual reality right here. It's like, yeah. this girl's like looking up at me too. And I'm like, yeah.
yeah.
And then next thing you know, you just see, pew,
yep.
pew,
yep.
like
yep.
fireworks.
I tried that with my phone, but it felt like I was getting blown by a midget.
Dude, that's like, you know what? It's so funny. When smartphones came out and I put two and two together, I'm like, oh my God, I could watch porn on my phone and not have to lock in the fucking computer. I was so happy about that. Then after a while, it was so awkward because you're yep. sitting here, you're like, you yeah. know what I mean? Like, where in my bedroom, there's a certain, like, I guess, like, not blind spot, like, an area where the service ain't that great on my phone, so it'll freeze, and I'm like, oh, come on! you know? So I'm holding it, like, all fucking awkward and shit, and the screen is flipping from side to side. I'm like, oh, come on, this sucks.
Yep.
But now with the tablet, it's fucking great.
Oh, you bring it right in the bathroom.
I'm
with
telling you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Boom. Absolutely. I probably have a line right here from holding it there. It's awesome. I prop it right up. I'm just staring right at it. I don't see anything else, yeah. and it's perfect. It's like, this is working. This is actually happening. And I'm like, wow, my dick is bigger than normal. So veiny. I'm telling you, though, that shit is awesome. Those point of view ones are great.
Yes, I do like the point of view.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's always that one there. You'll always have that one where you were first into it. Like, that's another question. Have you guys like started a porn that you thought you were going to be really into, and about like 30 seconds in, you were just like, no,
there's tons of those.
Yeah. Like, it's happened to me so many times. It's like, oh man, I really thought I was going to like this one, and I don't. Like, it just sucks.
Yep. Yep.
Well, and there's even some where, you know, you'll see the chick and you're like, oh, she's so fucking hot. And then you'll click on it and start watching it. And the roast beef is just fucking ridiculous where you're just like,
yeah, well, you know what? If they don't do a close up of it, like if they don't do a close up of the roast beef, you know, and then it won't bother me. There's actually one I recommend. I think you guys would really like it. There's this really hot girl. I forgot her name. I think her name's like Amia something, right? If you just type in Amia, she should come up. She's a teacher, a hot teacher, obviously. And she's like a mixture of like Latin, just a hair of Asian, maybe. I think. I don't even know if that's even true, and something else, but she's gorgeous, right? Well, she's a teacher and she's like just berating this fucking dude, berating. And I already want to punch her in the face. And I'm like, she's a fucking cunt. So the whole class, the bell rings, class leaves, and she's like, no, you stay. And she continues to berate this dude. Dude, he straight up like overpowers her. It's basically rape, but it's awesome. It's no. It's not like crime rape. It's like consensual rape. It's awesome. No, really, because she's insulting him the whole time. He's railing her. She's like, oh yeah, what do you think? You think you're gonna like please me with your little dick? And then as soon as he puts it in, dude, it looks like her head's about to fall off. Like she can't take it. You know what I mean? And then she's just insulting the dude. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he starts choking her. She's turning like blue. And she's like, that's all you got. Like, she can't even breathe. She's like, that's all you got. I'm like, oh my God. Like, she wants more punishment. This girl's nuts. But man, she gets manhandled. Manhandled. And the whole time she's telling me, you have the low IQ. You're retarded.
What?
And I was like, oh my God, this girl's unreal. Like, you're getting raped, girl. He is straight up manhandling her. But yeah, there's a little variety of, you know, the celebrity ones are always good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever seen the one where Chloe Sevigny. Do you ever see that one?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, she was actually taping the movie, right? It was actually a movie.
Yeah, that dude.
Her was her boyfriend, the director. He was actually her boyfriend too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, she totally took dick in her mouth. I was like, holy shit, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking real. Mm-hmm. And apparently, remember Bo Derek?
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a movie she did back in the day.
Really?
Where they had – her husband was the director of that movie, and the guy she was in the movie with, apparently they actually did have sex. And if you look at it, like the way – it's like a side view of them,
right,
and he's on top of her, you could see his nuts smacking off of her ass. Like, so it's like, you know what? I think she's getting fucked. And Bo Derek was fucking gorgeous in her heyday. And yeah, sure enough, I think she was getting railed. Wow. So I'm just like, why can't we see, why can't like the hot bitches like, you know, Scarlett get a porno or something? Like her shit leaks, you know? Like, what? Why is it got to be? Wow, that didn't sound good. Her shit leaks. That's gross. It's always got to be like these weird fucking people I never heard of. It's like a foreign actress who's real famous, and she's not even that good looking. Yeah. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, there's tons of, there's a lot of those on there too. I'm like, who is this?
There's female wrestlers, not China, but there's actual pretty female wrestlers that were porn stars before they were female wrestlers, including your girl.
Who's that?
The one you grew up with.
Francine?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
Look her up right now, dude.
Fuck. Still talk to her.
Look her up right now. There's a porn of her where she's literally like flicking her bean the entire time.
What?
Yeah. Nice bean, too.
For my penis.
I'm going to look that shit up. It might take a while to find that, right? How long did it take you to find that?
No, what's her real name?
I'm not going to say the whole name.
Actually, you can go by the B. You'll find it. If you type in B, McGillicuddy, you'll find it.
Oh, you're talking about Beulah. That's not her. That wasn't her.
That wasn't Francine? Oh, no. That's Francine. Right. No, I'm talking about Beulah. My bad. Okay. I don't know why I get them too confused.
Beulah.
No. Bueller. Yeah, type up Ferris Bueller flicking his beam. I wanted a car, but now I'm jerking off in a shower.
Son of a bitch.
My bad.
I was surprised there for a second. She didn't strike me as
I forgot.
Type.
For some reason, I'm sitting there. I'm like, wow, this girl babysat Marco? He had no clue she was a whore.
No wonder why he's into babysitter porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit's just disturbing to me because the girls really do look young.
They're 18.
They're probably older, but I'm saying they make 18. Them look like they just, yeah, they children. Look, mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like this dipshit last week when she was saying. What, you look at, when we were talking about looking at girls at the beach, she was like, what, you look at kids, you look at 17-year-olds? I'm like, what beach do you go to where it's just 17-year-olds? Like, really? Usually the women I'm looking at usually have fucking kids with them, but they just happen to look fucking good in their bikini. That's all that matters, really. 17. What the fuck kind of creep you think I am? Son of a bitch.
Fuck your own face! Are you a pedophile?
No. Not at all. Not even close.
Did you find the porn you're looking
it's
for?
It's fucking slow.
Oh, you guys want to take a break anyway?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right.
We'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing color?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. And
unmic'd. Yes.
In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yeah, we are back. I couldn't get through that porno. It just kept freezing up. The Beulah.
The porno or you?
Both. Goddamn, Comcast sucks.
I'm getting sick of cable companies in general. There are all these new innovative technologies are not that good. They're very unreliable. I swear, to me, it's like the cell phones now. Like, for instance, I refuse to ever get another Apple product after this phone, only because if you don't have the up-to-date one or one that's, you know, somewhat newer, every fucking update that comes out makes the older phone more and more obsolete. It, like, forces you to get a new phone. So every time I get an update and I update the phone, my phone works less and less and less. So it's like a wife at this point, my phone. It's useless. And I just don't want it anymore. I'm just sick of it. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not getting a fucking iPhone ever.
Two updates ago, I lost all my contacts.
Did you really?
Yeah. Fucker, man.
Fuck. Motherfuckers.
Why didn't you back up your phone before you did the update?
I did.
And you lost everything?
Well, I got it back, obviously, because I backed it up. But it still, it shouldn't erase it from your phone. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking annoying. I got to plug it in and fucking download everything.
That's bullshit.
Shouldn't have to do that at all.
Yeah, nothing like that's ever happened to me.
No,
doing the updates.
That's the first time. Everybody has all these problems. I never had a problem with an update. The last update I saw, my battery seems to be like draining a little.
You were saying that, yeah.
Yeah, but that seems to have stopped. I don't know if that was just me
using it more.
What do I use my phone? I don't use my phone that much.
Watching porn.
I use my iPad for that. It's too small on the phone, man.
Well, your dick.
Hey, if you put it up to her face on the phone, it must look gigantic.
It does. It's like a chick with small hands.
Yeah, I don't put my dick anywhere near the screen of my tablet.
No?
No. No. I don't want to see any oily residue or anything on there.
Looks like a Pac-Man cheese. Ghost. Fucking.
Looks like someone dropped a brain.
He's going to get his tablet laminated.
I got windshield wipers on my tablet. And some Rain-X.
I love porn. It's a beautiful thing.
Do you watch it a lot?
As much as I can. I mean,
which is, give me a rough estimate, like on a weekly basis.
It's got to be once a week, man.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't, you know.
You don't have any free time?
No.
Alone time?
Not much.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Your next house, you need to get one with a basement.
You need a man cave.
Right. No, absolutely.
You mean
not even joking around about that.
You need a man cave.
I do.
A fortress of solitude.
Yes.
So you can jerk off
in
peace.
Don't fucking come down unless...
Let me ask you a question, because you're married and we're not.
Yes.
Are you...
So you're smart and I'm not. Yeah.
No. Are you... do you try not to get caught jerking off, or do you not care?
No, I try not to get caught.
Okay. Do you think that your wife would be upset if she caught you?
No.
Not she, upset, like, get catches, out of my house.
She catches me all the time.
Oh, she does?
She's like, what, are you making love to the tiles?
Like, well, you take, like, 45-minute showers? What do you do over there? Well,
more like 4 to 5 minutes.
But you can't, like, you know, it's the stand-up shower. You can't, I don't know, I guess she sees the motion. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, how can
she
tell?
Had a glass of frosted.
She sees this big pink blur.
And two dark spots. Like a big, like,
Mickey Mouse is jerking off in the shower.
Oh, yeah, she catches me all the time. She don't get mad.
No.
Just less work she has to
do. Yeah, she's like, I don't got to do it.
Yeah, do whatever you got
to
do.
I don't have to blow that fat fuck.
Yep. She doesn't have my fat body on top of her.
I don't think I've ever tried to jerk off in the presence of my girlfriend.
Well, she's downstairs. Like, I don't know if she's coming up. She's
no, like, I don't think I've ever had the urge to.
No?
No. No. I don't know how she would react.
You have to sneak it in when you can get it.
I don't know how she would react. Oh, nothing would ever stop me from jerking off. Yeah. I don't care if there were kids in the house. Hey, Burf, I'll lock the door.
I don't care if I'm at a playground.
Yeah. I don't care if I'm in a van with tinted windows near school.
Box full of candy.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'll jerk off anywhere. I don't give a shit. If I'm in the mood and I feel like I want it, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I never had to do it in a weird place. I never jerked off anywhere weird. But, I mean, I don't think my girlfriend would be upset about it either. I think she'd probably be disappointed.
I'll fucking come in your kitchen. I'll come on your fucking art. I'll come anywhere I want.
Jizz all over your face.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's not a. I try to get a couple in during the week. It's usually what I aim for. I was actually continuing a discussion from earlier. I was saying to Chris, we were outside smoking a cigarette, and I remembered a question I wanted to ask you is, did you ever fall asleep looking for the right porn? I have. I don't think it's a common thing. I'm just asking if anyone else besides me has done it. I'll be sitting there and wasting so much time at nighttime looking for porn that I get tired and actually fall asleep.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't fall asleep, but I like kind of dozed off and woke up. You know.
Well, that yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean like wake up the next morning and you crush your tablet.
Yeah.
I mean like you doze off and you're just like, oh, yeah, this ain't happening tonight. Oh, yeah. You just shut it down and fucking go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate myself when that happens. I'm just like, you're such a loser. You couldn't even go through with it.
No, man, you're just picky. You want the right type of
action.
But
like I said earlier, if I just want to get rub one out, I could do it without anything. Take me 30 seconds.
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're looking for that extra push to go to sleep, that's always a good thing to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have some time and you're looking for the right porn, then you waste time and you're just like, oh my God, this is taking forever. I get frustrated sometimes. Like I get blue balls for searching for the right porn. I'm sitting there, I'm like, come on, man. Like I can't find one fucking good one. That's how desensitized I've become to porn. I'm an absolute fucking pig. Really.
There are
poor men out there that are, you know, are still virgins that shouldn't be at their age. And here I am, and I'm just like, I'm bitching about, you know, not finding a good enough porn to wank it to. It's like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, why should I be complaining? You know, it could be so much worse.
It can be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Some horror stories people tell me.
And then it's weird, too, because then there are times where I take breaks. It's like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to jerk off at all for the next couple of weeks. And I don't.
Weeks?
Weeks, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Every once in a while, I throw a cycle in there. You know, like wean off the medication type thing. Be like, you know what? I'm not going to. And it's great because then when me and my girl have sex, it takes me like 30 seconds. And I love that. Yep. You know?
Yeah.
And now that I'm 40, I don't want to fucking be, you know, a marathon man.
Nope.
You know? It's like I look at it as let me hurry the fuck up. As a matter of fact, she's going to kill me. Last weekend, I think I hit the world record for busting a nut during a blowjob. Like 30, it was like half a song. No, really, it was like, I had Pandora on and the fucking song comes on.
Good.
I don't know, maybe
tell us about where you came.
Well, I'm not going to get graphic because I don't think she'll appreciate it, but during fellatio, halfway through this song.
And stop.
Yeah, right here. Which was great. It was a great it was a great night because first it was me and it was like half a song and then I returned the favor and it was just before an entire song ended. So
your jaw didn't have to lock up or anything. You weren't down there that long.
Nah, my jaw never locks up. Dude, I'm fat. I can shove whole pizzas in my mouth. You think eating pussy is going to lock my jaw up? Please. If anything, my neck hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck did God put the fucking snatch right there? Couldn't he put it like right under the belly button or something?
Yeah, that would have been great.
I mean, yeah, it would be fucked up for intercourse, but eating pussy, I mean, you literally have to like dig a hole in the bed
just to kind of sink in to get right to the right level. Because if not, your head is you're like the back of your head rests on your back.
It's you're just, like a dog that's trying to like get comfortable in the bed.
You're burrowing.
Yeah, I'm burrowing in. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Oh my god, it's the worst. And then I like what I like to do is I like to like kneel on the floor.
Yep, that's the best way to
pull her
do it.
Off to the edge of the bed. She hates it.
Why?
She hates it because she doesn't want her legs like just flopping there. And I'm holding them up for her. I'm like, just think of them as stirrups. I got to hold them the whole fucking
time. Girls don't want to think of them as stirrups.
Or rest them over my fucking shoulders.
Right.
But she gets uncomfortable. And it's like, I can't win because this is the perfect way for me not to get a stiff neck or a kink, you know. And it's perfect way for me to do, you know, 100% accurate work here. But if you put me in a position where a guy lay on my fat fucking tits and belly, you know, I'm working against myself there.
Ethan Clunt. If you choose to accept this pussy.
This pussy will bust a nut in 5 seconds. Yeah, it's an impossible mission. It's an impossible mission. It cannot be done properly when you're fucking sitting there and you're laying. And of course, you're on a bed, so the bed gives. Mm-hmm. So when you're laying on it, you fucking, you know, you're either, if it's like my girlfriend's bed is kind of stiff, or mine's like a cloud, and that's even worse. Now I'm just like I'm basically suffocating myself at this point. And that's the other thing. I catch myself nearly having to tap out because sometimes I'm digging so far in. I'm like, like my nose, I can't breathe, you know, because of the position that I'm in. I'm like, my nostrils are covered. My mouth is occupied. Now I can't breathe. Yeah. I need gills to eat pussy.
Oh, wait, here comes Jaws.
it's a real task, you know. Like,
I never had those problems when I was younger. Like, I always,
yeah, because you were skinny.
Yeah, you were skinnier. Now, when you try to bend your neck back like that, you get that meat shelf on the back of your head.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yep. That's the worst. It's like another fucking pussy on your neck. It's like you're eating it and you're growing it at the same time on the back of your neck. It's horrible, horrible. It's terrible. I mean, it's just
nowadays
it's so inconvenient. It's just a God. It really does make me wonder about the positioning of it, and so close to the asshole. It's like a 2-inch fucking.
Yeah, there's a fine line. Where you gotta know when to stop.
There's like a 2 or 3-inch fucking, you know, like landing pad in between. You just, you know, you gotta be careful.
It's like a bridge.
Right. Cause if you're with a girl that you don't know that well, you don't really want to go there. You're too close to the fucking dumpster.
Right.
You know?
It's like the Walt Whitman Bridge. Jersey's the pussy, Philadelphia's the asshole.
Well, then Jersey's the dirtiest pussy in, swear to God. I don't know who said it. Somebody said, you know, why would a creator put a playground next to a sewer?
It was a movie.
Who said that? Nah, yeah, but I think it's an actual quote from somebody. I think they said it in a movie, but yeah, it's I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, with my girl, it's different. She, you know, I know she's clean. She gets out of the shower. I'm like, all right, I'll polish the whole fucking neighborhood. I don't give a shit.
Amen to that.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. It's not like she's got fucking broccoli growing.
Hit the rich neighborhood and the ghetto.
You racist motherfucker.
Ghettos don't have to be black, man.
Before we go to the mansion, I'm going to stop at a ghetto and get some weed. Wow. See, you're an equal opportunity. You should be a politician. When it comes to sexual favors, you're a politician. I help the ghetto and I help the rich neighborhoods. Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's sometimes you sit there and you're like, you know, I can recall back to, you know, women that I recently met that I was not at that point yet where it's like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere near the back door.
you know, especially if there's some, and that we've discussed, sorry, but if there's a funky odor coming from the front door, you know what? Imagine, I don't want to go near the back door, you know. You know it's bad if I put my hand, starting my fingers on the taint, my palm on the ends of the legs, just in case.
Giving it the stiff arm. Yeah, like the Heisman pose.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a science to it. You know, you stick your finger down there, you smell it, make sure it smells good.
What, the butthole?
No.
Oh.
No.
We're talking pussy again.
We're talking to pussy, yeah.
Yeah, the butthole is a...
That's a whole different game, though, because you don't know where they... If you know where they've been, like, they hopped out the shower, then you know they're clean.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. It's a whole different animal.
You've been at a club all night, and, you know, leather pants on.
Not tonight. You had a Mexican. Yeah. I'm not going down there coming up with a fucking black bean on my neck.
The only Mexican you're getting is a dirty Sanchez.
Smells like chorizos down here. Yeah, it's not happening. I'm not going there. But you know, once you're with someone for a while, it's like, oh, no problem. I don't have a problem. It's like, fuck it. Slurp it the fuck up. Tongue bath. And that's the thing. I would never want that reciprocated. I'm just saying. I would never want that reciprocated. I have no problem doing it. But when it's offered, I lock up.
Yeah, I could never kiss a girl again after she did that.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. So I said, and again, that's something I've talked about in the past. I won't kiss a girl after she blows me. If she goes back there, we have to burn her face off. I'm sorry, we're going to have to remove your tongue. It's been in bad places.
I couldn't imagine. No.
No. No. I'm not even curious. Not even curious. I have no interest. No fucking.
Not at all.
I don't care if I wasn't fat. I don't want it. Has nothing to do with that.
I don't want it.
If you see some of the stuff in the toilet when I get up, you don't want to go anywhere near there. I don't want to go anywhere near. I'm almost thinking about buying a bidet. So I don't have to fucking actually touch, you know, wipe with my hand.
Yeah, because if you miss,
just blast it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss.
You know, just fucking, you know, blast it with a jet stream.
That might not clean it good enough, though.
If you turn the settings up, MacGyver that motherfucker. Make that thing like a like a power washer. Take the mold off the siding. Fucking bleach your asshole at the same time. Jesus.
Exit only here, bro.
There was, this is funny. There was one, well, it's disgusting, really. There was a chick who I wasn't doing anything to her butthole, but when I happened to see, you know, I was kind of like, I was really working at him. I was palming the fucking thing and kind of like, you know, spreading with your thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Little hairs at the butt. It's like, oh, dude, you lose all, like.
Do you start pulling them?
No. I start to lose interest.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting.
Like, I just want to back away from the puss, let alone, it's like you have less hair on your pussy than you do in your asshole. It's fucking gross. How is that possible? You know what I mean? You realize, you don't feel this shit back here? Like, it looks horrible. They look like weak matches because it's got a little fucking toilet bowl on it. Like, weak fucking wet matches. Like, what is this little ball at the end of it? What the fuck is that? It just turns me off. See fucking the hairy asshole on a woman. Right, exactly. You don't want to see that.
No.
It's just gross. It's gross. I'm so glad women like are overly anal, no pun intended, about getting rid of hair, especially like that, you know, back there, like Brazilian wax. Good for the Brazilians. They should be fucking rewarded with gold and diamonds for letting that beautiful tradition spread across the world.
Yeah, I can't do it. Hairy asshole. No way, man.
No, I can't even do a real hairy bush. A little hair, fine. You got your fucking cabbage patch. No. Can't go near it. It's just, at this point, it's like, all right, this isn't a fucking time machine. You know, like, take that shit off. You look ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself. Letting it grow that much.
Right. Even, you
know, my bush isn't even that fucking big.
Even if you're not getting laid, still fucking take care of it.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. You might get raped. You gotta give the guy some incentive to finish. Get out of here. Pot the hairs.
Can you see my pussy?
It's just foul.
Yeah, really, it's fucking disgusting.
Although, okay, I just caught myself in a little bit of a hypocrisy here. I have at one time enjoyed watching retro porn. Like porn from when I was younger.
Big,
like,
bush.
Well, it wasn't specifically for the big, but of that time, that mm-hmm. era, like the late 70s, the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking stuff up, like the more famous porn, like Marilyn Chambers.
Yes. Yep.
She was the Downey girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ends up doing this movie that, like, is just so, it shouldn't even be shown. It's just animalistic. The Behind the Green Door, you mm-hmm. ever hear of that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Dude, did you see the ending?
No.
Oh, my God.
At least I don't remember the ending.
Oh, all right. So she's got a dick in each hand. She's sitting on two dicks and she's blowing a dick. Like, she's just covered in dicks, right? and they're all black, which is very scary and memorable.
A big black dick, big black dick. A big black dick, big black dick. That's right. My brown hands all over her nice white kid ass.
But anyway, this fucking pale ass girl, I guess next to that, yeah, she's pretty pale. Dude, she gets the very end is like this psychedelic LSD looking fucking camera shot where she's just slow motion ropes are just hitting her in the face. All you see are ropes in the air and her face from the profile view. And it's just like, whoa. And that's like one of the first actual porns I saw when I was a kid.
Right.
And that blew my mind. I was like, wow, is this what it's going to be like? This is crazy, you know? But I tend to look at like Tracy Lords or whatever her name was. Was that Tracy?
Tracy Lords.
Mm-hmm. Or young Jenna Jameson or like women from back then, you know? And they all are sporting hair down there. It's just, you know, it's kind of.
That was trendy back then. Right. Now it's trendy to zip.
Yeah.
Rip it right off.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a trend. It's just here to
stay. It should stay. Don't get it twisted.
What, you want hair? Is that what you're saying?
No. Little hair.
A little hair is fine. I don't have a problem with, like, you know, little stubble. Not stubble, but a little more than stubble.
Yeah.
Stubble is actually kind of rough. Especially if you accidentally, like, scrape your lip on it. It's like, whoa.
Did you ever get like
burns?
Burns,
fucking
yeah.
Right, I did. Yeah, like on right on the tip of my nose.
The nose,
yeah.
The I look like chin right here. Like
yeah,
this area.
Yeah, it's just yep. It's fucking. It's really uncomfortable. It's like, wow, this is what it's like probably with a guy. You poor bastards. This is what you got to deal with. Is that what it's like when I don't fucking shave right away or let the hair grow longer so it's softer? Jesus Christ.
Fuck that.
Yeah, how would you like it if I sanded your face with my nuts?
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
Oh my God. That's so funny. I've seen hair on nipples.
Yeah.
That grosses me the fuck out. See, and I sound like such an asshole because girls probably like, you know, this fucking jerk off. They're hairier than fucking wildebeest and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're bitching about one or two
men,
hairs.
We're supposed to be.
Well
you're supposed to be hairy.
Yeah. You're supposed to be hairy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You look like you came from fucking, what do you call it?
Fucking
Chernobyl. You got like fucking patches of hair everywhere. But yeah, it's like you see like a hair poking out of an areola and you're just like, whoa, what the fuck is that?
You'll spend 3 hours tweezing your eyebrows. You won't get that one hair on your nipple.
Yeah. You spent all that fucking time and pain waxing your back. You won't get your nipple.
I just want to pull it too. I just want to grab it.
Do you really? Bing. I don't. I want to run from it. Just run.
Your fucking hair, just pull it.
Oh, God, no.
I would never do it without asking.
May I pull your hair out, please?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your name again? Can I just pull it?
I will gladly pull your areola hair out today. No, I don't think so. It's not for me, man. You do that shit on your own time. Waxing.
Marco, what are you doing? I know it's midnight, but I need you to come over and pull this fucking hair out of this girl's tit.
I need you to rip my tit hair out.
I can't fuck her until this hair's gone, and she won't rip it out. I need you to do it for me.
That just occurred to me for the first time. Do women shave their tits?
How could you? Because you have I don't know. They must tweeze that shit. If anything, they pull it.
I couldn't imagine a woman lathering up a tit and like holding it by the nipple and just getting all the way around it.
That's a question for the women. How does that happen? Shit.
Kate Upton needs a whole bottle of shaving cream to shave her tit once.
Kate Upton, I don't care if Kate Upton fucking had loose hairs on her tits. I would fucking take a beating from those things.
We have Missy. We should ask her what she does. Mm. No? I leave them there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. She's the right one.
It's like asking a homeless guy to babysit your kid.
Yeah. They're really going to get the right answer.
I mean, I'm sure he could do it, but would you want him to?
Yeah. I part him to the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do the comb over.
Yeah. I wash it more than my hair.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that before. I guess not. I guess women don't shave their tits. That sounds weird.
I think they just pull it.
I thought you were joking. It sounds...
No, I mean like the nipple.
I would be fucking shocked.
I don't mean
the
whole
it.
Tit. For a quick second, I imagined a funny scene where a woman lathers her whole tit and starts shaving it. I mean like the nipple. Like, you know, the actual nipple.
Did a woman ever ask you to shave down there for her? Like, have you ever shaved?
I have not.
Neither have I.
No, it was a discussion. Like, I had a discussion, but it never got to
I'd
that.
Be too nervous.
I'll be, nah, you know what? I just don't want to. I hate shaving myself.
Yeah, I don't like shaving myself.
Yeah, I can't stand shaving my face. You think I want to shave a beaver? I don't have no interest in that. You know, plus it's so, I can't tell you how many times, like, every girl I've ever been with, like, as far as relationship, at one point in a relationship with them, they always say, oh, be careful, I accidentally cut.
Yeah, and I don't want to
And I'm
be
like,
that.
Cut what?
That shit.
Like, what is that, a pink bow? What is that? What'd you cut? Because, yeah, they went too close. Yep. They skimmed. It's like, you ever, like, cut the bottom of your nose, the part of your nose that touches your like you accidentally like nick that and stuff, and the motherfucker bleeds for like 3 hours. Yep. It's like, what is in there? You know,
it's like a paper cut.
Yeah, apparently my heart is right here.
An artery? What the fuck?
Exactly. It's like, what? There's arterial spray on the fucking wall. But
so much blood, Dexter's coming.
Yeah, like the girls are real sensitive down there after the fact. So it's like, even if you like accidentally like lick over it, to them it's like putting Bactine on a cut. You know what I mean? They start freaking the fuck out. And if you're not careful, you can get a fucking, like heavy thigh shot to the side of the face. You know what I mean? And, I don't know. It just sounds like a fucking nightmare. I mean, I will never, ever shave my balls with a regular razor ever again. Not after the fucking horror stories I've read about it and what could happen.
Yeah.
You know, ingrown hairs can become abscesses. I don't want nothing to do with that down there. So I'll spend all the money in the world buying one of those, you know, rechargeable trimmers, body trimmers or whatever.
Yep.
And it takes it close enough. You know, it's not like sandpapering, you know, their face, as I said earlier, but it's not, you know, at least it's not a jungle down there.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm with you there.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know. I'm even afraid to fucking use like the body trimmer sometimes. Like I always imagine, what if it ran out of batteries at the last second?
Yeah.
Snag the hair.
Oh.
You imagine that? And then you're running around with a fucking body groomer hanging from your nuts.
You're like, get this off, get this off, get this off. Get it off, get it off, get it off, get it off. Wow.
I wish women didn't care about men grooming because it is really a pain in the ass. And I know I shouldn't complain because women do a lot more grooming than men do. But when you're fat, it is hard goddamn work. You know? It's just hard work. And then the worst part is after you're done, you get in a shower to wash off, and you look like a fucking Ewok exploded in a tub. There's just hairs everywhere. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Look at this shit. And then you have to take a wad of toilet paper because the fucking drain stopped up now. Yep. It's like, oh my God, look, there's a mouse in here.
I got one of those. Awful. I got one of those drain things. I put it down and pull it out, and all the hair comes out of it.
Oh man!
Because you're right. It backs up with all the fucking. You know, I shave in the shower.
Well, no, I don't. I shave over the toilet. I do. I have a mirror that I put actually on top of the toilet. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That kind of points down a little bit, so I can see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's hard to look under your nuts.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah. I mean behind them, not under them, behind your nuts. You know, I can't stick my head up my ass, so I can't see the taint. You know, but yeah, and I'm right over the toilet. Usually, every hair goes in the toilet, and then of course you have to do a little, you know, collateral damage cleanup.
There's always some
sprinkled
some
juice,
sprinkled jimmies, some strays that get away,
some jimmies on the toilet seat on the fucking rim. God, you imagine? I would a fucking nightmare. I was cutting my hair the other day, and all the hair that falls in the sink, I wad it up and I throw it in the toilet.
Yeah,
and this was at the end of the night. Then after I was done, I jumped in the shower, same thing, chewy in the tub, you know. And I got done and I go to bed. Next morning, I wake up, go to work, take a piss. I forgot to flush the toilet.
Oh,
I
no.
open up the fucking. I swear there was a fucking hamster. It really did. It looked like I thought an actual beaver had fucking come up through the. It scared the piss out of me. I was not ready for it. I was like, I was just completely groggy. I opened a toilet. And I'm like, holy shit! Like, it was like,
who drowned Troy Polamalu in my toilet? Yeah,
it was bad, dude. I was like, oh my God! I'm like, I am such an asshole. And of course, you flush it, and it creates this little like. Obviously, the toilet water swirls,
right?
But the hair isn't completely under, so when it flushes, some of it comes back up,
yep, and, it
and now it looks, it looks like, you know, a fucking hair bomb went off in the toilet.
Yeah,
come on, man, it's fucking ridiculous.
I always get caught with that.
So disgusting. So yeah. Gross. Men are fucking disgusting.
We are nasty,
absolutely fucking gross
specimen. Just nasty, it's
fucking disgusting.
We stink.
Yeah,
we, you know, we work out. It's like fucking.
Who works out?
Well, when we used to work out.
Who the fuck works? When the fuck did we used to work out?
You used to go to gym.
Yeah, then I'd leave after 5 cigarettes.
Gym steaks.
Yeah. Gym's house.
Chris, you home? Yeah, buffet's right next door.
Yeah, that's fucking cruel. Yeah, there was a fucking hot dog place right next door to the gym we used to go to. Yep. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God damn it. What a fucking, you know, put a health food store there or something.
Yeah.
Something to draw me away from it, not towards it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you think about it, it is kind of genius because, you know, everybody for a New Year's resolution signs up for the gym and you know they're not going back in a month, but they'll remember the fucking fat fuck place next door to
it. That's absolutely correct. Yeah.
I can't bring myself to exercise yet. I'm not at that point.
No?
Nah. No.
Yeah, I started.
How's it working out? No pun intended.
I'm down 9 pounds.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I feel stronger. I feel good.
I feel stronger.
I
feel rebuilt.
I felt like I was really just not. I had like zero strength left. I don't know. Probably being married just drains the life out of you. But
yeah, I was going to say, did you start working out because there's another divorce in your future?
Mark,
makes sense.
You saw the warning signs. You're like, I better fucking bulk up.
Here we go. Lose weight, bulk up.
Yeah, I got to bulk up. I got to be GQ ready when these papers get signed.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm feeling it now, man.
Are you?
Three to four nights, four tops. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, but think about it. For me, I have more incentive to go because, you know, like I'm dealing with the, like it's a stress relief. If you're dealing with your kid in the morning, dealing when you get home and putting to bed, and then run.
Proud father.
No, come on.
No, I don't fucking. I'm fucking with you.
He's the fucking best. But I'm just saying, it's, you know, it's the stress of everyday life. Throw a kid in there.
Marco. Marco. Yeah. Marco. Yeah. Marco.
What?
Marco. Marco.
Yeah, I don't.
The kid will throw a wrench in your fucking life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a worse parent than Britney Spears.
Yes.
I hear you, dude. I hear you.
So I look forward to going there. And
I just figured I don't want to work out because I figure if I can lose weight without working out.
You don't have to. That's the great
I want to wait to the point where I can't lose any more weight without working out.
Oh, geez.
Then I'll work out, you know? And I mean, I'm still doing pretty good. I'm down 36.
Yeah.
It's been like five and a
half
weeks.
And that's just healthy eating?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had.
You don't punish yourself, right? You don't like, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to go out to eat because.
No. I had a chicken cheesesteak like 2 weeks ago.
That sounds so good.
Yeah. It was, and you know what? And I enjoyed, I didn't regret it the next day or after I was done.
Because
I only had a chicken cheesesteak. Right. I didn't have three slices of pizza with it. You know what I mean? Right. And I didn't have a fucking 2 liter bottle of soda with it. Right. I had it with, you know, I was drinking it with water.
Right.
And I was fine. You know, I enjoyed it. I took my time. I didn't fucking gulf it down. Mm-hmm. I said, fuck it. I don't get to eat this as much as I used to. So now I take my fucking time and I enjoy it.
That's good.
You know,
that's the way you do it.
But no, I don't punish myself. I tell everybody, because if I start getting that mentality that, oh no, I can't eat that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's only going to make you break one day, you know? So it's now I'm just thinking, just don't eat it a lot. Just eat it every once in a while. It's not like it's going to fucking go away forever.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have plenty of opportunities. Like, honestly, I haven't touched a slice of pizza since I started this whole thing.
Yeah, that's good.
I would like to down the road. Yeah. I'm really not in the mood for it anymore, you know? What?
I had pizza Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Did you? Good for you.
Well, you're fucking skinny.
Good for you. Yeah. But for me, it's just, you know, I'm just trying to – I'm getting used to eating – better food, healthier food.
Yeah.
And that's really the thing. I'll tell you what, man, the thing that helped me the most was juicing. And I don't mean that in steroids. My brother fucking did that to me. He texted me when he saw my mom, dad, about a month ago. And they were saying, you know, yeah, your brother. Okay. In translation, it was, your brother's been losing weight. Of course, my brother probably thought first thing was like, is he dying? Because there's no way he's losing weight. But he texts me. He's like, yeah, mom and dad said you were dieting, you were exercising. I was like, well, I'm not exercising or dieting, really. I'm just changing my eating habits. And he's like, really? That's it? And I said, well, no, I'm juicing too. And he's like, yeah, I don't think steroids is a good way for you to go. And I was like, ha, funny, asshole. I was like, no, I bought a juicer and I juice fruits and vegetables. And it's like, it really does change everything. Because now it's like I can get all the fucking vitamins that I want. If I put all the fucking fruit and vegetables that I want to get the vitamins from in front of me, I won't be able to eat all of it. I just won't. One, and I probably won't want to either. Who the fuck wants to eat just fruits and vegetables?
Right. Yeah.
But if you juice it, it only turns out to be like 20 ounces. If you juice all those fruits and vegetables,
yep.
It's only like 20 ounces, 24 ounces. You drink that in place of one meal a day, or you could just, you know, sip it in between meals rather than, you know.
Yeah.
Makes all the difference in the world.
That's what I do for breakfast.
All the difference in the world. Yeah. Like tonight before I came here, I did the juicer I bought comes with a pitcher and I, you know, filled up a whole pitcher, put it in the fridge. Tomorrow morning when I wake up, I have a little cup of that and go. And then when I come home, I'll probably have another cup, you know, but. Usually when I get home from work, I'll make myself like a 2-egg omelet with broccoli and mushrooms and roasted peppers, some jalapeno peppers.
You getting hungry, Chris? I'm hungry.
Starving.
I got the fucking munchies real bad.
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I'm not even fucking hungry. I'm just...
I wasn't until you start talking food.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't bother me anymore. No. That's the thing. It just... I think my girl's been pretty fucking shocked up until this point. I don't think she really thought I could do it or stick with it up until this point.
Right. I could almost put my arms around you.
I can. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. As long as it's around my dick, I don't care. But I think she's kind of surprised more than anything because there are times where she'll sit there and she'll say,
I bet you taste like Mountain Dew and Starburst.
It's probably what Missy's trailer smells like.
Gushers.
But no, she'll say, you know, we'll go to this place, and it's usually like it'll be like a chain restaurant or something. And I'm not into the chain restaurants really, you know. Even though they may have healthy options, I don't want their healthy options. I just rather get something else or make something else. And she's shocked that I'll be like, "Nah, I don't want to go there." Why? Because they have other food I'd rather eat. We'll buy something, you know, buy a nice piece of fish or some shit. And she's just like, okay. She doesn't complain. She's trying to appease me. And the fact that I give her that answer, like, nah, I don't want to go there. She's like, who are you? And what did you do with my fat fucking boyfriend? But even she's like, now she's juicing, which it's not about weight loss. It's just for the health factor.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
She loves it now. Like when I brought a pitcher over a couple weekends, she fucking loved it. So I got her a juicer, which is perfect because now when I go over her house, I don't have to tote mine, which is a pain in the fucking nuts.
Yep.
So I got her one. She juices now. When I come over, I bring stuff. I juice that. Done. And I don't have to worry about it. It's great. It's fucking awesome. I don't have to worry about shit. I'll tell you what I do miss, bread. Any kind of bread.
Yeah.
I miss bread, yeah. That's what I miss. That kind of carb I miss, like bread. Not so much pasta. I had lasagna on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
My mom made lasagna. I fucking had a piece of lasagna. I was fine. Didn't do anything. See, any normal fucking holiday in the past, I'd have like three pieces of lasagna. Big fucking heaping piles of lasagna.
Portion control.
Exactly. That's exactly what it comes down to. Yep. It's like it's just enough to fit, you know, in the center of the dish, the bowl, whatever it's served in. It's not the whole fucking thing where it's overlapping. Mm-hmm. Like
I mean, I just said I had pizza 3 days in a row, but normally I eat good.
Yeah.
I try to eat good almost every day. So when a holiday rolls around, like I'll eat everything.
But that's
I
don't the thing.
It's on.
But that's the thing. I'm sitting there and I'm like, why should I fucking? I'm trying, if I'm going to feel like changing, like if I'm trying to accomplish this as not being a diet, because I think diets don't work, period. If I'm trying to do this as just a different type of eating lifestyle type of thing, then why should I fucking not have what I want? So if a holiday rolls around, like Thanksgiving rolls around, I'm eating whatever. I don't care if it's got carbs, I'll eat it. Why not? It's one fucking day. It's not the end of the world. It's not like that one day. It's not like that. You quit drugs and then you start heroin and you're like, oh, I'm fucked. You know, you fall off the wagon. Mm-hmm. If I keep thinking this is a diet and I shouldn't be eating this the whole time I'm eating it, then I'm in trouble because I'll fail miserably. But if I'm sitting there and I'm okay with it and I accept it, well, the next day is a new day and I'm fine with it, you know? Right. So it's like, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I told my mom, she's like, every year she goes, she wants to get me a cake for my birthday, right? So I'm like, I don't know. Usually it's like ice cream cake because by the end of May, it's fucking hot. And right. I love ice cream cake.
It's the best.
But you know what?
Fudgy the whale.
My mom made a tiramisu, right?
My favorite.
From scratch.
Oh, that's my favorite.
She made a tiramisu a couple weeks ago. And so this big fucking whatever, like pot, not pot, but whatever it's served in, like a whatever, a ceramic fucking thing. And you know, this whole big ass thing was in the fridge. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try a little piece. And I did. I tried a little fucking piece, like a 2-inch by 2-inch piece. It was fucking awesome. And I said, you know what, Mom? Fuck the ice cream cake. I want to pig out on this on my birthday. Make me a tiramisu. She hasn't made me a cake since I was a fucking kid. And I'm glad because her cooking's got shitty. But, you know, I was like, I am impressed. That is restaurant quality tiramisu. I've actually, the last time I had tiramisu was on Valentine's Day when me and my girl went out to dinner. We split a tiramisu and it was good. And I was like, it's not bad.
Restaurants are tough, man.
Well, some are really good. Yeah. Right. This wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best. But when I tried this, I was like, wow, I haven't had a tiramisu this good since fucking 5 years.
Can you bring
years.
Me some?
Yeah.
I love tiramisu.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'll have plenty of fucking left there. I'm not going to eat the whole fucking pan. There's no way. I don't plan on doing
Chris,
that.
Chris, you like tiramisu?
It's okay. It's not my favorite dessert, but
It's not my favorite either. But it was that fucking good. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I think I want this. Because, you know, ice cream, you can get it any time.
Yeah.
I mean, why fucking...
No, I hear you. Ice cream cake is the shit.
It is the shit. But you know what the problem...
Like the crunches.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best part. Mm-hmm. That's the best part. If it didn't have that, I wouldn't want it. It's ice cream at that point.
Yeah.
You know, because when you get an ice cream cake, it's fucking... It's a brick.
Mm-hmm.
You need like a fucking torch to cut through it.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, like a blowtorch. You can't even cut through a fucking Carvel cake. Yeah. But yeah, it's fucking. But this time, you know what? The way weather's been, it's probably going to be freezing at the end of May.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be warm now. Yeah. We had 80 degree weather 2 days ago, and now it's fucking sub zero. There's fucking snow in the Poconos, apparently. But yeah, I'm done trying to fucking, you know, I don't think about it. See, that's the good thing. I don't think about being good. Now it's become habit. Like I wake up, I do what I'm supposed to do. And when I come back from work, I eat what I'm supposed to eat. You know, I drink water. I don't drink. I started drinking Coke Zero as a replacement. Coke Zero to me is more tolerable than Diet Coke.
Is it?
Diet Coke has this fucking nasty aspartame aftertaste.
Yeah.
Whereas Coke Zero, for a split second, I'm like, I'm drinking Coke. And then the taste doesn't last as long. It just goes away.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, that's not too bad. I can deal with this. Diet Mountain Dew is doable.
It is?
Yes. Listen, man, I know.
My downfall.
I know. Mountain Dew is my top two, right? But Diet Mountain Dew is a pretty good replacement. And the other one I recommend is Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper. That is the closest thing to real soda as you can get.
Yeah.
But Coke Zero is the top of the list. That really does taste like Coke. Not as strong as it. As a matter of fact, I even tried a sip of Coke after I tried the Coke Zero. And the Coke itself almost made me like cringe. It was like way too powerful. It was like, wow, that's like straight up sugar. But the Coke Zero is a good replacement. And I only drink that. I'll drink like one can a week. And there's nothing to it. I mean, there's no calories. There's no carbs. You don't have to worry about drinking 200 fucking calories of soda or whatever it is per serving.
Yeah,
was my downfall back in the day.
Yeah, I'll have a soda once every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I won't even have that. Me and Sarah went to what the fuck was that? Oh, Longhorn, Texas Longhorn or Longhorn Steakhouse, whatever the fuck it's called. Mm-hmm. We went there on Sunday. You know, I got myself a nice filet mignon. Mm. See? Didn't fucking... And instead of the mashed potatoes, I got a side of broccoli. I got a salad, a side salad or whatever, and I was good. And then when it came time to order the drink, I'm like, you know what? I was about to ask for a regular Coke. And I was like, can you get a Diet Coke? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. It's the... out of the machine. It's not as powerful, you know? And it wasn't. It was tolerable. But yeah, I was like fine with it. Normally I would get a Coke or whatever, Pepsi, whatever the fuck is available. But it's just, I won't do it anymore. Because that's like right there. That's like the beginning of the end, man.
Yeah.
They say if you stop drinking soda, you can lose like 9 pounds a year just from soda. You know, it's like I could use I need every ounce I can get.
I hear this. That's my weak spot. That's
soda's number one. I haven't had a piece of candy.
Well, that too.
Nah, see, I haven't had any, you know, piece of candy or like Easter passed by. There were chocolates all over the fucking.
Yeah.
I didn't touch it. I don't want it. I'm just not craving. I don't want it. I don't want it. It just, I guess it's just, I got to keep being disciplined, like keep disciplining myself.
Yep.
And it's not because I'm trying to get a beach body, because trust me, it's always going to be more beach whale. Right. Yeah, it's going to always be more to beach whale than beach body.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, I don't want to die. That's really what it comes down to. I just don't want to die. I could care less. I'm not trying to fucking get anorexic like the last time. I don't even care if I get thin. I don't want to get thin. I just don't want to be a fat fucking disgusting blob and you know, have my heart encased in you know, like a chicken cutlet.
Yep. I'm with you, man.
Open heart surgery. They pull out a veal cutlet. It's like, whoa, what's this? It's beef.
So long, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
Yeah, no fried foods. I mean, again, if I want it, I'll have it. I had, what did I have? A few weeks ago, I had chicken cutlets. I didn't eat the whole fucking dish of them.
Right.
I had two pieces. It was fine. You know, it's portion control.
Portion control.
Yeah. It's the only way. If not, you might as well just sit Princess Leia on my fucking side. It just sucks, man. Getting up and you feel like dog shit. Waking up in the morning, you feel like you can't even move.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, Chris, you probably never even got to that point, but
no,
it got to the point where I get up in the morning and everything hurt. Your joints hurt. Your back hurts. Your knees hurt.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, and the day is starting. Like, God damn, man. It's like, I feel like I have one foot in the fucking grave.
Like, you're physical. Like, what you do is physical.
Yeah, it sucks being a stripper. Yeah. But, popping out of cakes. Oh, my God. I eat my way out.
Can't imagine a stripper pole that'll hold you.
Yeah.
It's more like a...
It's a telephone pole. Yeah.
No, they won't hold either. It's got to be attached to something up
top. It's more like a Greek column. You know, like a big fucking Greek column.
The Roman column.
Yeah, they've been around for centuries.
I'll just bring that shit down. It's probably brittle at this point. Yeah, man. It sucks, man. It feels shitty.
Yeah. That's why it's time to, you know, try to get as healthy as you possibly can.
Yeah. Plus, it's nice to call other people fat for a change. It really is. You know, it's like, it's funny. It's like, I'll run into people like, you know, like at work now that I've obviously got under them in weight. And, you know, now it's nice to be like, you fat motherfucker. And actually feel okay about it. Like, hey, you're fatter than me. I can call you that. You know, it feels good. It's like,
fat fuck.
Right. It's like, you fat prick. I saw a guy today drive. I was stuck in traffic, and I saw a dude in an older Chevy Impala, right? This dude was huge. I mean, he was like, his belly was stuck against the steering wheel. Ugh. And the steering wheel was all the way up, like as high up as he could put it. He was so big, like his seat was all the way back, and even the back of the seat was down, so he would be able to fit. And his arm was up on a thing. His arm was just disgustingly big.
Bigger than the dude we know? Like the we know that we used to hang out with?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't have been as tall as that dude.
Yeah.
He was way rounder, though. Oof. And I sat there. I'm stuck in traffic, and I'm sitting. I'm just glancing around. I'm all the way in the left lane. And I look over, and I look down. And I see this dude in the car. I'm like, you fat piece of shit. I'm just like... I don't know why. I sat there. I'm like, that's probably what people have said looking at me car. You fat fuck.
I don't think so. I mean, the guy you're talking about is probably just, he gets out of a car. He probably wears shorts 365 days a week.
Probably.
And he's, you know, he's probably got like.
He probably is the same tailor as the Incredible Hulk after he changes. Like, yeah.
His legs are like just one straight, you know, cylinder.
Yeah, like when he sits down, his legs don't bend.
Yeah,
they somehow straight and touch the floor.
They're all purple and fucking,
like elephant knees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like all rubbed out and worn.
Ugh, Jesus.
Disgusting. Christ. Fat fucks.
Lose some weight. God.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if I don't fucking stick with this, I'll just kill myself. I'm not even going to bother eating myself to death. I'll just blow my fucking brains out. Because I don't want to be 50 years old, 400 fucking pounds, you know,
being wheeled around.
Or being that fucking asshole at a theme park that has to have one of those motorized cars.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Don't.
I just don't.
Yeah, don't be that dude.
You know, fucking sweat myself a bra in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets to the front of the line because he weighs 400 pounds. Yeah. How fair is that? Yeah,
and not only that, what ride's going to hold you? You know, like, that's fucking embarrassing.
They're all over Disney, those type of people. Because they're there, like, the grandkids and shit.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And you got to wait while they get on the bus. Like, they get on first, but they bring the
That's the only ride they down. Can actually ride.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the bus.
You know, they got to bring the thing down. They load them on. They back in there.
You hear the hydraulic struggling as it lifts up.
Yep. But we'll take the next bus. Wait.
Or the monorail in Disney.
Oh, I won't get. They won't let them on the monorail. Fucking tip.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It'll lean to one side and fall right off.
Like they're hitting switches. Fuck that.
Nah, man.
Stay home.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't want to be that person that everyone's like, oh, this motherfucker, you know, or if they, like, I told you guys when me and my girl went on vacation last year, I was so excited that I didn't have to have the seatbelt extender. Remember I was telling that story? Yeah. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's so fucking embarrassing. Cause there's no hiding it. They walk up to you and they like hold it up in the air. Like, this is the fat fuck that needs a seatbelt extender. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God. So thank God.
Seatbelt extender to aisle 17.
Yeah.
Seat B.
Yeah. 17C is fat.
You can't miss him. He's the real, real, real fat guy.
See the guy with the three chins?
He's got the red shirt on. It looks like Kool-Aid.
I was so fucking happy that it wasn't me. And you know what the fucked up part was? So I had the window seat. She was in the middle, and there was one person sitting next to her at the end of the seat, end of the aisle. That motherfucker looked at me, thought it was coming to me. Like, he just assumed it was mine. I mean, so I, like, gave him the fucking stink eye. Like, really, dude?
Oh, you fucking
asshole. Yeah, like, you know. Judging a book by its cover. I know I'm fat.
You know what you do? Try a little more fucking, a little less eating.
Well, you know what it is? The person that probably got it, you can always tell who gets it. It's the one who pulls their pants over their belly. They're usually
right.
Whereas I pull up my pants to under my belly, so that's where the seatbelt goes. I just flop the belly over. It's like, fuck, I'm in. I heard the click. I ain't going nowhere.
That's it, man.
That's all you need.
You got to do.
Right, exactly.
So you don't have to make that fucking embarrassing, you know.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Oh, dude, that's got to be the worst. I'd rather die. I just wouldn't even say anything. I just hold it. You're like, it's buckled.
And they call for the person in the back. You know, Flo, could you bring that?
Flo, the progressive chick is on the plane.
I don't know.
Gotta hope not. I jump right out.
Yeah, man. I just don't want to be that guy.
What aisle?
Yeah, and it's
what size? Five times.
That was my next point. Trying to buy clothes, forget it. You have to buy it online because you don't have the fucking guts to walk in a casual whale. And shop for big men's clothes. I don't want to shop for big men's clothes.
No, because you feel like everybody's looking at you when you're walking in and out of the store.
Right. Or going to like me and my girl, we like to go to breakfast on Sunday mornings. Every diner has those fixed fucking booths. Yo, man.
Suck it in.
Hold your breath. Slide on in there.
Dude, you have to literally sit there, push in one side of your belly just to squeeze it. I'm done, man. It is fucking embarrassing. Then they hand you the menu, and you notice your tits are resting on the table. It's like, yo, this is disgusting. Yeah. Like, for real?
Yeah.
You know, I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I cannot do it. It's the worst feeling in the world. And then when you get out, try to get out after you eat, forget it. I was at a Nifty 50s, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Their breakfast is amazing, by the way.
It is good.
Their breakfast is the bomb. Really, it's one of the best breakfast places to go to. I sat in one of the booths with her, and I didn't realize, but the cushions on the booth, they're removable. They're like Velcroed in. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess they left them all being clean or whatever for people that are disgusting. So I went to go slide out after I was done. This was probably like back in November, right? I went to go slide out after I was done, like trying to get out. I do this like ninja, fat ninja move. Dude, I yanked the entire – it was one of those booths. You know what I'm talking about? Sit like five, six people. Yeah. I yanked the entire cushion right out from under the table. I was so embarrassed, and like people are looking, they're like, "What the fuck just happened?" It looked like I broke the booth.
It's all that ruckus.
Yeah, because all the pressure of me sitting and trying to slide out at the same time. Imagine it's like trying to, you know, open a jar by just palming it without, you know, grabbing it. That's exactly what happened. All that pressure, I yanked the whole fucking, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, "Oh, I gotta leave a couple more dollars. This is ridiculous." It's fucking embarrassing, man.
Yes, it is.
Trials and tribulations of being a fucking doughy motherfucker.
It happens.
All right.
Yeah. That's it. Shows in the books. Another one in the books without Missy.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be back next week. Hey, is next week the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about not doing the show next week. I don't care if you guys do it, but I might go out for it.
If you're not going to do it, then that's stupid if we come here.
Why? It wouldn't be the first time.
No, but yeah, but that's because you worked.
What?
You're, the difference. All right, I'm working.
If you're no, if you're if you're like purposely missing the show, what's the point? We I'm really interested in watching it.
Yeah, fuck next week.
It is next week for sure, right? So we call it quits for next week.
It's up to you guys.
We quit.
I'll let our girl know.
No, don't tell her.
No.
Just let her show up. Nobody will be here.
Yeah. Oh, and then when she says something, we'll be like, "We told you." We told you, fucker.
So what are we actually not?
Yeah,
doing
let's
it?
Let's.
We'll take a week off.
Yeah, let's take
and then
the week.
Come
off.
Back the next week.
Okay. Yeah, let's take that. That's. I think that's the only reason why I showed up tonight because I was thinking about the draft.
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, we'll. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a conversation we should have had after we
probably.
Shut down. But it's all right.
Gives a shit.
Gives a fuck.
All right. Peace out.
Peace. Bon voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.